I hope you've listened to the first part of this. If you haven't, I really urge you to go back because it really is the heart of the selling process. I'm going to review that briefly. And then I'm going to ask one or two people to volunteer. In fact, why don't I get my volunteers right now so it makes it easier. So who would like to volunteer in a role play? Okay, I heard Marcia. Here's the qualifications. You must have written out your presentation part and have practiced it. You know, you have to have something to start with so that we can have a good role play. So are you qualified, Marcia?
You mean for like a webinar that I'm giving?
No, it's not a webinar. This would be a presentation part of a strategy session. And how I differentiate a presentation from the interview is the first part is tell me, what your situation is, what your problems are, what your challenges are. Okay, great. Now that I understand more about you, let me explain how my services work. This might be done in person or over the phone, but this is a selling conversation. This is not a marketing activity such as a webinar that we're doing here. So someone needs to be ready to say, Robert, okay, now that I've found out about you, let me explain what my services are and how they work. So we have to be someone that's first of all, you should have the handout called Strategy Session Outline and have filled that in somewhat. So who's ready to go through that with me? I'd like to do a couple people if I can. Okay, what I'm doing is I'm setting up someone to do the role play with me for the presentation part of a strategy session. Is anyone even slightly ready for that?
I can do that.
Who?
Ann.
Okay, Ann, fine. Is it Ann Meacham?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, Ann, we'll do it with you. Okay.
If you allow someone to wing it, I can do it.
Okay, here's the thing. I ask people to prepare, and so winging it doesn't cut it. You have to prepare this. You have to prepare. See, this is like me saying, okay, we're having tryouts for Hamlet. Has anybody read Hamlet? Anyone heard of Shakespeare? And what you're saying is, well, I'm kind of wing it. Well, thou art a wonderful lass, blah, blah. That is not going to cut it for Shakespeare. And the thing that I want everybody to get about this is that you have to script your selling conversation, and then you can improvise around it from the script. If you haven't scripted your selling conversation, you will not sell people. As simple as that. But if you learn this and master it, as I have and many people have, you will close 4 out of 5 people that you talk to. 4 out of 5 selling conversations will turn into paid clients. There's nothing more important in the marketing process than mastering this selling process. And so you cannot wing it. It cannot be winged. Now, you can have it prepared and not have it perfect, but there are certain steps that you go through. And these are not optional any more than the soliloquy of Hamlet is not optional. Okay? So I really want to be kind of hard-ass about this because if I'm not, you will not prepare this and you'll wonder why you're not getting clients. So all the marketing activity that you do has one purpose and one purpose only. Do you know what that is?
Make a sale.
No, it's absolutely not to make a sale. That is not the purpose of marketing. What is the purpose of marketing?
Get new prospects. Okay.
To get new prospects. No, that is not the purpose of marketing. You guys haven't read this material. What is the purpose of marketing? What?
To have an opportunity for a strategy session.
To get opportunities for strategy sessions. That is the only purpose of marketing for professional services. Now, marketing for other things, you know, products and a million other things, it's a different purpose. But when you understand this, then you start orienting your marketing to, I want to do marketing that gets qualified people that already are familiar with me, have information about me, and ideally have some experience of me, who want to have a conversation to explore if I can help them solve a problem or produce a result, also called a strategy session. That's what strategy sessions are all about. And so, you know, once you systematize this, you can do amazing things. So as you know, I do the Marketing Mastery Program once a year. I do a couple marketing activities, that is, I do a couple teleclasses and some emails. And then I get 40 or 50 people applying for the program to do a strategy session with me. Over a period of 6 weeks, I meet with 30 people and do 30 strategy sessions following the exact format we're going to talk about today, and 21 or more of those people sign up for the program, generating $250,000 in 6 weeks. If I can do it, not particularly brilliant at selling, anybody can do this. So it's not random. Randomness is the enemy of marketing and selling. It is organized, structured, practiced, deliberate, high intention, clear on every single step of the process. You know, if you really knew this, I could say, number three, what's that part of the process? And you'd say, well, that's the part in which we do blah, blah, blah. And seven, that's the part in which we do blah, blah, blah. So you can download this if you haven't got it in front of you. You can simply go to the Fast Track Program 4.5 Selling Conversations, click on the Do It button, and there you'll see the link, and that will download your strategy session outline. That is your holy grail for this. That is the thing that you want to follow. So what I'm going to do next is I'm quickly going to outline what we did last time 2 weeks ago. And you've got to go back and listen to that because it was the best interview I'd ever done. It was the best interview I'd done or role play I had done in this process. I worked with someone. She went through the steps. And I coached her as we went, really pointing out some finer points of this whole process. If you listen to it, it'll blow your mind. If you practice it, you will become really good at the selling process. Okay, so let me just review what we did 2 weeks ago. And here's the steps in that document. One, created the context for the conversation. The purpose of us meeting is to learn more about your business, where you want to go, and challenges you're having in getting there. And we'll also discuss the services I have to offer and determine if what I do can help you get where you want to go. Do you have any questions before we start? So that's the first thing. So you have to customize that to yourself.
You'd like to make a call.
Whoops. Okay, we're clear again. Let me just go on mute, and I'll come back off mute.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, then part two of the interview part is the prospect situation. Okay, let me ask you a few questions about your current situation. In that part, you want to list a whole bunch of questions. You can't wing it. You have to know what you're going to ask. You'll have generic questions for most clients. Number three, the prospect's desired outcomes. Now that I have a better idea of your situation, I'd like to talk about the results or objectives you'd like to achieve. Ideally, where would you like your business to be in the next 12 months? Or if an individual, where would you like to be in your life in the next 12 months? So you have to craft an opening statement. Don't just use the one I have here to start to get into goals and vision. And again, in that call, we go into this very deeply. Number four, the impact of achieving outcomes. What would be the best part of achieving those goals, and what would that really mean to you? And if you achieved that goal, what would you do next? So once someone says, here's my goal, you go deeply into that goal and find out more. Number five, challenges in the way of achieving outcomes. Now that you've told me what you want to achieve, let's talk about what's in the way of achieving those goals. What do you think could slow you down, stand in your way, or stop you for getting what you want? And you can prompt them with one or more of these five basic challenges. Lack of clarity, no strategy or plan, lack of sufficient skills, non-supportive environment, and psychological barriers. Now, all of these might be adapted somewhat to your target audience, but this basic strategy works whether you are selling to an individual business owner, an individual that is doing a non-business service that you're offering, or even a multi-million dollar corporation. These questions work. This process works. We've had people testing it and getting 40, 50,000 and more projects using this process. Number six, implications of challenges sabotaging outcomes. Okay, now that you've told me the challenges in reaching your goals, let's look at the impact these challenges are having on your business. And so this is important to look at, because here's my challenges. Well, is it stopping me? Another way of saying this, what are the costs of those challenges? A very key part of the interview is, okay, you want this. You're challenged, you're not doing it because of this. What's that costing you? And if someone can really speak about what it's costing them, then you have a much more better chance of moving forward in the conversation. The final thing for the interview part is possibilities of overcoming challenges. And it's a simple question. If you could overcome these challenges and more effortlessly, if you could overcome these challenges and move effortlessly towards your goals, what would that be like for you? You want someone to tell you what their future could be, because ultimately you are selling the future, not your services. Everyone thinks they're selling the services. Well, the services is the thing that is applied to help them create their future and solve their problems. You want to know, and they want to declare what their future is. And once that is there, then you can start to talk about what you offer. So that's where we get into the next part. I'm going to go over it briefly, and then we're going to start the role play. So in presenting the services, I often recommend, this is part eight after you've talked about possibilities of overcoming challenges, and don't forget, this is all a very conversational kind of thing. It doesn't sound cut and dried when it's really in a conversation. So the question is, before we continue, can I ask, can you tell me the most valuable part of this strategy session so far? Find out what they've gotten out of this conversation. Some people have told me they feel kind of weird asking that question, and after they've done it, they find it one of the most valuable questions in the whole process. What's been valuable? And they might say, well, I realize that there's a whole bunch of things I want to do, and I have a lot of excuses for not doing them. And what I really want to do is get past that, because those goals are important to me. So that person is setting you up perfectly for you to say, well, let me tell you about my services. So who knows exactly what they're going to say, but it's usually in that vein. You've helped me really get clear about such and such. This is why we call it a strategy session, not just a selling conversation. Strategy conversation, selling conversation, really the same thing. But when you call it a strategy session, a marketing strategy session, a management strategy session, something like that, it's value to them. It's not that you're just pitching them. Most of the conversation, three-quarters of it, is the interview. It's finding out all of this stuff and then finding out what they've gotten out of it. And that takes them to a turning point in the conversation in which you start to present your services. So here's what you might say after that. I just wanted to let you know that the challenges you mentioned are very common, and I've helped a lot of people with similar challenges and similar goals. I have a program or service, and you might name it there, you know, my marketing mastery program, that's helped hundreds of people like you or companies like yours reach their objectives. Can I tell you how it works? So you introduce it. Each part of this session has, you know, you shift from one thing to the other and make a smooth transition. Smooth transitions are very important. It's just, okay, that's done. Now I'm going to say I have something for you, and can I tell you how it works? Of course, they're going to say fine. Now, there's three main parts in this, and I've left it in this outline for you to fill it out. There are examples of this in the in all the text in section 4.5. So the three parts are the program or service main message, program or service outcome and features, and then wrap up of services. So the program or service main message is, here's the key, big, ultimate outcome of your program. So I would say, Well, first of all, the Marketing Mastery Program is designed to take you from wherever you are in your business and your marketing, wherever you are now, to get you to master the complete process of marketing and selling so that you can attract as many clients and as many of the ideal clients as you'll ever need in your business. That's the purpose of it. So you just don't want to just start talking about it randomly. You always start with, here is the big thing about the service. And then you say, let me tell you about the different parts of the service. And often the best way to do this is break it down and talk about 5 or 6 basic things about the service in feature benefit sets. So I would say there's many parts to this service. And the first part of this service is that you study online information in our Fast Track program. So we have a whole bunch of information that you read, that you listen to, and then you do exercises. So that's the first part. And then you go on to the next part. And the next part is we do group sessions twice a month. And this is what those consist of. And again, the benefit of that, you don't just say what it is. The benefit of that is we get all together, sort of like a huddle. We talk about the things you've been working on. We supply ideas, inspiration, and input to you so that you feel empowered to move on to take the next steps. So there's a feature and a benefit of the feature. Then the next feature is we also have a one-on-one session with everybody in the program every single month that lasts about an hour and a half. So the purpose, what we do in those sessions is look at your particular plan, what you're working on, where you're stuck. We help you strategize the next things to do, et cetera, et cetera. And the benefit of that is you don't get lost in the process. We really make sure you stay on track with these individual sessions, et cetera, et cetera. So I have 5 or 6 sort of components of my program, and that's what I'm explaining in very simple language. Here is the feature. Here is the benefit of that feature. Now, some people switch it around. They do the benefit first so that you can get da-da-da, here's the feature. I really have found it doesn't make any difference as long as it's very clear. This is what it is tangibly, and this is what it gives you intangibly. The other part of this whole presenting these features and benefits is that you make sure that you get agreement on each one as you go. And why that's so important is you're reeling off all these benefits, and number 3 was interesting, but they weren't so clear about it, and they got lost. That is, they're thinking about it where you're talking about 4, 5, and 6. And at the end, they're not quite ready to move forward because they're still thinking about that. They have an objection or a question. And so you lost the thread of this presentation. So to combat that, very simple, after you've done a feature benefit set, here is what we do and why we do it, you'd say something like, that makes sense to you, or any questions about that, or does that fit with what you were thinking about, or something like that. And at that point, they might ask a question, or they might have an objection, or they might just need some clarity on that particular thing. That's usually what I found. And once they have the clarity on that particular feature benefit set, then you move on to the next one, until you get to the end. And then that's the last part. You wrap up. You just wrap it up quickly. Okay, so that gives you a complete idea of what this program is about. Again, you can reiterate the purpose. The purpose of this program is to help you attract more of your ideal clients consistently so that you always have as many of your ideal clients as you'll ever need. That's our objective for this. And then they might say, well, can I know exactly how much money I'm going to make? Or, you know, what about that part? Or why is that necessary? Or that seems like a lot of work. Or how about timing? And so you answer those questions. We're not going to go a lot into objection handling. There is a section of it in section 4.5. But once you've gotten to doing the presentation, here is what it is that will give you what you want, then you confirm the commitment. So, John, as I've outlined, we have a program that's proven to help you achieve your goals and to overcome the challenges to achieving them. It's worked for many, many people, but ultimately the success of the program will depend on you. So, again, you take that sentence, and which is generic, and craft it for your particular service. And then I say, let me ask you a few questions to see if this program is for you. So this is important. Nobody does this. Nobody, but it's one of those big breakthrough things. First of all, based on what you've heard so far, does this program sound like something that you can see yourself doing and succeeding with? So that's, it's kind of a trial close. It's not saying, will you buy? But really what you're doing is you're selling the concept of the program. Is this program something that you can see yourself doing and succeeding with? And if not, you know, you answer questions about that. People typically will say, if they don't have the price yet, well, it depends what it costs. And then we go down that dark alley never to return again. We wonder what went wrong. So if people say, well, it depends what it costs, and I say, well, we'll get to the price very soon. But if price was not an issue, I want to get a sense of, as we've outlined this program, do you think it's for you? Do you see yourself succeeding with it? Does it all make sense to you? I want to know if they're a yes about the program before I start talking about money. That point is getting to third base in the marketing ball diagram, where someone wants to buy. Whether they buy or not depends on a few other things, and that takes them to the next step. And then if they say yes, well, I think so, then I want them to tell me what the value is. Okay, can you let me know why you think this program is for you, or this service is for you, or coaching is for you, or this workshop is for you? I ask them that. I want them to tell me in their own words what value is there. And if they can't come up with something, we haven't done a good job, and I have to kind of go back. Okay, this is what it'll get. This is the results. Why do you think it's for you? I want them to sell me on them doing it. I don't want to twist their arm. I want them to twist my arm, in a way of speaking. So the next part is what I call the conditions a prospect needs to meet in order to be a client. This is where you go quickly over some of the components, tangible components of the program, and make sure they can do them. Will you be able to attend the sessions? Will you be able to study the stuff online? Any problem meeting with me once a month? You know, most of these aren't issues. Sometimes with the strategy sessions, they say, well, I might be out of town for some of these. And I say, it's not a problem if you miss a few, because they'll be recorded. As long as you're willing to listen to the recordings, if you miss a live session, it's not a problem. And so they say, okay, great. So I want to make sure they can do all of this. And will you send a report once a month? And will you do this? Will you do that? And they say, yes, yes. All these are sort of trial closes. It's sort of, yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. And then there's the final close with the price. So working with me in this program is designed to train you in the principles and skills of marketing or management or whatever it is customized for you. It's also about supporting you in really putting your marketing into action. And by the end of the program, you'll have reached a new level in your ability to attract clients. So that's a summary of the principles and skills, support in, and reached a level of. Then the next part is talk about the fee. You can talk about the fee if you're selling to a small company, an individual. You should not talk about the fee if you're selling to a big company. You have to go through a proposal process, usually. So, but if you can, at that moment, say the fee, if you have a fixed fee for a particular program or for coaching, a lot of people on this call are coaches, I know, you say the fee for this coaching program is $1,000 per month, payable once a month, for X months. That works out to X dollars per day or X dollars per week, or sometimes you'll say that. So will that $1,000 monthly fee work with your budget right now? That's a really powerful close. It's a simple close. They've already said they want to do it. So all you're seeing is that your fee fits with their budget. You're not asking whether they want to do it or not. Again, they've already said yes. So whatever your fee is, you ask them that, will that work with your budget? People will answer in a number of ways. They will say, yes, I can manage that. Let's move ahead. Some people will say, boy, it's more than I thought, but I think I really need that. Let's move ahead. Some people will say, oh my God, $1,000 a month? Are you kidding? I thought it was going to be $50 a month. In which case, you probably should have found out this much earlier in the conversation. You're not going to close that client, probably. So, you know, not everyone buys, but if you've set up good strategy sessions with qualified prospects and get to this point, a large percentage of people will say, that sounds good. If your price is way out of line for your particular target market, you're going to get a lot of resistance and you're not going to get sales. We'll talk about pricing as a strategy in another coaching call in the future. Okay, so now, if they are not someone that you can give the price right away because you have got to go and put together a proposal, then that's a whole process. We're not going to get into that right now. I think I might have recommended reading the article From Contact to Contract, which explains all of this, including all these steps in the proposal process. But the whole proposal process can be really long. We'll do that in another coaching call. So that's it. So if Anne is ready, Anne, press your *6, so you'll be just on the line with me, and then we'll walk ourselves through this. So just tell me when you're on the line. You're there?
Am I here?
Yes. Make sure you're close to the receiver so we can pick it up on the recording well.
Can you hear me well?
That's good. Okay?
Good enough.
Okay, so why don't you set up the situation for me? Just, you know, who am I, and tell me what you've gone through, and then we'll transition into presenting your services.
Okay, we were having a chat at a chamber function, and you are the CEO of a $10 million company.
Okay.
That provides professional services to somebody.
Okay.
Engineering company.
Okay.
Okay.
And so let's pretend you've gone through all the first seven steps.
Really?
Yes. That's what we did on the last. We're only starting at the presentation here.
You mean the, I'm not asking you questions?
No, we've done that. That was 2 weeks ago. Okay, so you've asked all these questions. And you've asked me if you could overcome these challenges and move effortlessly toward your goals, what would that be like for you? Do you have this outline in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I say, wow, it would be great. If I could do that, we could move forward in our company so much better. It's something that would be great to have. I know a lot of these challenges have stopped me. And then you proceed.
I would ask you before we continue to tell me the most valuable part of the session, but you're not going to do that right now.
No, you can do that.
Okay.
Anything after 8 is game.
Before we continue, you want to tell me what the most valuable part of the strategy session has been so far?
Yeah, it's seeing that I have really good big goals. You know, you really went deeply with that for me, and I realized there were some things that were very important to me. I was just thinking, well, we have to meet our numbers every month, but it's much more than that. It's if we meet our numbers, then that means I can get this, this, and that, that. And I really saw that the challenges were mainly excuses, and I'm putting out fires most of the time. So it's no surprise to me that we're not reaching all our goals.
That's really astute of you to understand that they can possibly be excuses. And
yep.
This is something that I've worked with quite a few people on and had a lot of success with similar challenges and similar goals. Not all of them as aware as you, so that should make this good.
Okay.
I have a program called the Dynamic Leader Program that has helped all these people. May I tell you how it works?
Yeah.
My main service is individual coaching sessions combined with some team activities, individual coaching sessions for you, an initial assessment, and combined with some team activities.
Okay, Ann, let me stop you. You immediately went into process before you told me the purpose. So always, in this part, always do purpose and then process. Because if you do it the other way around, I'm lost in the sticks, in the woods, and I don't see the forest for the trees.
That comes up at the end, doesn't it, the process?
Yeah, now you can be, in some ways you're talking about the process right after this. It's like, here's the different components. So there's a coaching component, let me tell you about that. There's a this component, let me tell you about that, feature benefit sets. So give me the big overall purpose of this program, the purpose of the, what do you call it?
Dynamic Leader Program.
Okay, the Dynamic Leader Program, good name, okay.
We tackle the situations and challenges that confront you day to day.
Yes.
And you'll gain clarity about the real challenge of being tied so that time and energy are not wasted.
Okay.
And once that challenge is clear, then the actions you need to take will be clear.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Well, it's kind of results-oriented, but there's still a little too much process. Because I want to know, it's sort of like at the end of this program, when I've done my work, you've paid me, I've kind of come and gone, what am I going to be left with? So the example I gave is you'll become a much better marketer of your services and you'll be able to attract as many clients as you'll ever need. That's a promise I can make with confidence. So I'll get clear on these things, but I didn't see a big, juicy outcome. And that's what, see, those are some of the things that they told you. I know we've skipped over it, so we're sort of not thinking in that vein. They've told you when you've asked them about their goals and their vision and their objectives. So a big objective could be, you know, it will dramatically almost always increase this or improve this or whatever. So this is something that you should know so well you could practically recite it in your sleep, is here is the big purpose that you will get out of this Dynamic Leadership Program.
Okay.
So what would that be?
Well, it would be that you would be a powerful leader who can empower your people to move your company forward and to expand your, I don't know. I had too much of the process.
Yeah. Look, just as an aside here, the death of marketing and selling is process. We do a process, but we don't want to talk about all the process they will get, because it's sort of like we're going to go on a really long journey, and we're going to go through hills, and we're going to go through dales. We're going to go up. We're going to go down. We're going to go here. We're going to go there, and it will be so much fun. And I'm going, well, where the hell are we going? We're going to the top of Mount Friggin' Everest. Now you got my attention. So, you know, what is the Mount Everest that we're selling to our clients, that we're offering? We're offering a program. They pay for the program. There is a program, but they're paying for the purpose of that program, which is getting to the top of Mount Everest. They're not buying a trek to Mount Everest all-inclusive package. They are, in a way, that's what the service is, but they're buying, you'll get me to the top of Mount Everest and down alive. I think you might want to throw that in. So what you just said was closer, but you see how important this is to script this?
Yes.
To think this through, to say it confidently. So when you say, to get you to the level of leadership where you are powerful, confident, and moving things forward, consistently reaching all of your objectives or something like that, it's like I sort of get a tingle with that. That's what people get. It's like, wow, she has a program that will get me there. Who wouldn't want that? But it can't be mambly-pambly. It can't be kind of uncertain. It has to be very confident, clear, direct, outcome-oriented. And so, you know, you sort of want to knock my socks off. Not that anyone's going to jump up and down, but it's like, pal, this is what it's about.
So you will be able to get extraordinary things done in your company.
Okay.
Because you have opened up to the power of knowledge and gained the habits that will enable your people to perform at a higher level.
Okay. We'll accept that for now, but you got to work on this, obviously, right?
I understand.
This is one of those things, you know, it's sort of, it's a bit like your audio logo, but it's the audio logo after having a deep conversation with people and reminding them. See, they hear it differently now because you've asked all these questions, you've got into their business, you've found out all about this stuff, you've heard their goals, you've heard their challenges, and then you say, hey, we can help you get there. Our program gives you this. And they hear it in a way they couldn't hear it before in an initial conversation. It was just concepts. That's also why I recommend when you're doing audio logo, you do stories because they penetrate better. But anyway, okay, so you've told me the you've told me the program or service's main message. Now you're going to tell me some of the core feature benefit sets of this program. And then you're going to have me get agreement. And as we're going, I might ask questions.
Okay.
Or not.
A first component of the program is that you will feel in control and firing on all cylinders.
No, that's not a component. That's a benefit. Give me a feature. It's like that's intangible. So here's my preference. You actually can do it the other way, so I don't want to be too dogmatic, but for just so we don't confuse people and because it seems to be easier to do, what is a feature? A feature is a physical, tangible thing that happens in time and space.
So that would be the coaching?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. We would actually begin, the first step out of the box would be for me to do an evaluation, an assessment of where things are in your company, and I would do that by interviewing a certain number of people and then give you an evaluation in return. That will let you understand what the issues are and then what we want to focus on going forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So you structured that really well. Here's the assessment. This is kind of how it works. You weren't too wordy about it. And it helps us be clear about moving forward. So, you know, I often tell people marketing is all about writing. It's about writing, writing, writing. And people go, well, what do you mean? Well, whatever comes out of your mouth should have been written first, thought of. What are the phrases? What are the punchy words? What are the hot button things? So this is why when someone says, well, I just want to wing it, well, you know, good luck. Maybe you've practiced a lot of times already, so it's already in there and in your muscle memory practically. But each of these things you want to write down, you want to have in the script format. You want to feel, okay, should I use this word versus that word? You want to have it be punchy because these pieces can come off sounding kind of wimpy. It's like we go through an assessment process, and that'll make you clear about what's going to happen. I'm not saying you're that bad, but that, some people are really that bad. So it's like, wow, this is a piece that you get, and this is how it works, and this is what it'll give you. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's what it's about. And then and what they're doing at this point is they're buying the service piece by piece. It's like I got this, 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 and this. Here's this one. Great. Here's this piece. And as you build it up and it gains in momentum, it's like, wow, this is something that will really get me where I want to go. Okay?
Okay.
Now that you're all intimidated.
I am. I don't have it worded like that.
Yeah, we have it kind of sketched out. We haven't really thought it out in enough depth.
Well, I did think it out, but I didn't. Do it in your, you know, I didn't understand. So.
Right. So, you know, the famous Alan Weiss, every time I've talked to him, he says this thing. He says, you know, language controls the conversation. If you can control the conversation, you control the relationship. You control the relationship, you control the business. Something like that. I probably got it wrong. But the point is about is if you control the language, language controls everything. And, you know, if I sit down and say, well, I hear you're a real jerk. I've heard nothing about bad things about you. I can hardly imagine working with you, but it's great to meet with you anyway. How can I help you? Well, what's the difference? I'm sitting in front of the guy. I'm just saying words. Well, words have all the impact in the world. It's not just words. It's something happens when you say words. You create realities when you say words. So that's why you want to pick your words carefully and think through. But we've broken this down for everybody to see, oh, this isn't too hard. We got five or six feature benefit sets, and I'm just going to work on writing them out so that they're pretty punchy. And then I'll test them, and then I'll improve them. So you can do this without having it be perfect and actually make sales. But the more you fine-tune this and think, language is the thing that makes this happen. If you don't get that, it's just anyhow. And we don't want it to be anyhow. We want it to be as good as Hamlet, or at least half as good as Hamlet. After all, it's your living, right? You know, the actor probably doesn't make as much money as you have, and yet we don't know our lines very well. Okay, so with that, what's the next feature benefit set?
The next feature is to gain the buy-in of your employees.
That's not a feature. That's a benefit. Well, so what do you do to get the buy-in?
Well, the feature is to hold a retreat that's focused on what we decided are the primary issues from the evaluation, the initial assessment. You and I will sit down and talk about that.
Okay.
We will bring your key people together and get their buy-in and some action items to move forward.
Okay. So, you know, I'd work on the language of we want to get their buy-in or their alignment so that you're all on the same page and excited about your vision and where you want to go. You know, it's like more than buy-in. Buy-in is part of it, but what is the whole shebang about that? But that's how to present it. And so then I might ask the question, well, you know, how long does this retreat take?
The retreat is usually 2 days.
It's 2 days. Wow, that's really hard to get all our people together for 2 days.
It will be spaced over time. And not just day one, day two, back to back, which because I know that is hard to take people away from work.
Okay.
We'll work with your schedule, fit it in.
Okay, so you mean we could actually do it in like 4 half days or 2 full days, or?
It needs to be 2 full days, but we could have them as much as a month apart.
Really? Okay, that would be a lot easier.
Okay. Then the last component is coaching for you, the CEO, because you're the one that's going to head all of this up. And it's your leadership that's going to impact how all the rest of it goes. So
Okay. You
can feel in control and firing on all cylinders. You can see a clear path forward for you and your organization. And most importantly, be tuned in to your behaviors and their effect on others.
Why is that so important?
Because when your behavior... people react to you. If you aren't sharing enough information or if you're condescending, and sometimes we don't know we're doing things like that, so that the people will just start working in secret and they won't cooperate. And
right, I've seen that.
Know why.
Yes, I know what you mean. Okay.
So that's the basic, that's the program.
Okay.
And it's customized to meet your needs where you are now.
How is it customized?
Well, because it's all about your specific issues. That initial assessment,
right.
You'll get some, hopefully, honest feedback from your people. I'll give you an evaluation of what I heard. So then from there, then the retreat is totally customized for what you and I decide together is important for the people to work on.
Okay,
and
good.
Of course, coaching's one-on-one, so that
okay.
Is.
Can you coach any of my other people?
Well, as we move forward in the process, some people may emerge or show up as beings needing some work.
Okay.
We can certainly talk about that then.
Okay. All right. hey, if someone asks for more, never resist more. Not that you want to give people stuff that they don't need. You want to give value at every step of the way. But if people are open to more coaching, see, one thing that's useful to do in this conversation is to reflect it back to them. I asked that for a particular reason. You gave me an answer but didn't really find out what was inside my head. It was an okay answer. But if you said, are you thinking of any particular people that you feel would benefit from that kind of support? And I'd say, well, you know, I have my three top reports. And, you know, in the same way that I'm kind of stuck in things, I think they're stuck in similar things. And if all of us could get coaching, I think we could accelerate this even faster, don't you?
Okay, that's helpful, because where I was going is I didn't want to that old. I didn't want to seem greedy. Oh, yeah, I can coach everybody. You know, but I like the way that you said that. What are you thinking?
Yeah, and then after that, then I might say, and then you'd say, yes, we can definitely do that. That would be part of the first step in which we do da-da-da, in which we look at so-and-so, et cetera, and we can determine, again, the customization of this. And that includes, you know, the things that we put in the assessment. It includes a lot of the components of the retreat, and it also includes who is going to get the most from coaching. And we'll look at your budget. We'll look at various other things. And sometimes I end up coaching half a dozen or more people, and sometimes just the CEO, depending. So that's a conversation we'll have later and get into more depth, okay?
Okay.
And so as I'm doing that, I'm kind of selling myself. Now, someone might not do that. Some people are kind of passive in this process. But if you've done the first part of the process well and really dug into those questions and got into those emotional issues about what stops people and what excites people, people tend to be more open, and then they're already looking forward and anticipating being in the program, and they're asking these questions. These are all called buying signs. It's like, well, you know, could we coach more people? That is a sign saying, I want to buy. Tell me more, what more I can get and how great this could be for me. It's like when you're buying a car, you know, could I have leather seats? If the guy says, oh, well, this doesn't have leather seats, let me talk about another feature, you know, you just disregarded the guy. So you say, well, the standard model comes with this really high-quality vinyl seats, but we can get leather. How important is leather to you? Oh, I would never have a car without leather. Oh, definitely we can have leather. And later on, if this is the car you decide to go with, we'll show you our full swatches of the different level. We have it in 27 colors. Now the guy's getting excited because I went into that objection or that question and saw it as a buying sign, not an obstacle to get over. I'm just having a conversation about it. And now I'm, you know, finding out what the color would be and the transmission and God knows what else comes with the car. Same thing with you. But you're not pushing this down your throat. You're just saying, well, here's sort of the basic components. Here's the feature of it and the benefit. And often they'll take it another place. So run with that. Find out what they're interested in. And you're much more closer to the sale. Okay, so how about wrapping it up now?
Let me ask you a few questions to see if this program is right for you. First of all, based on what you've
Wait,
so
before
far,
that, before that, you want to wrap up the services just to bundle what you've told me in a couple sentences.
All right. So just briefly, it's an initial assessment with an evaluation.
No.
Oh,
hey, I know I'm giving you a hard time, but...
what are we doing? Features are...
No, what you're doing is... Okay, so let me just wrap up. The purpose of this program is X. The components of this program are the assessment and then to all get on the same page. The retreats, so that we do blah, 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 and the coaching, so that we stay on track. Get what I'm saying? So you've... You know the old saying with training, Anne? Tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. And then that, because people miss stuff, honestly. People don't listen. And this kind of process of, you know, you've got the overview, then you've got the specifics, then you've got another overview again, then move on to the next part, people get it. And even then, people say, well, what was that part again? Because they didn't take notes. It's amazing what people don't hear. So one of the context of selling is assume that they've never listened, they're not listening now, and never will. And in that context, you're doing the selling process. If you think, oh, everyone's listening and understanding everything, you're deluding yourself. And so that's why we do this wrap-up.
Right.
Okay, so quick wrap-up.
Well, I don't have the powerful statement for the big purpose.
Okay. Well, just that you can wing it for now.
To be powerful and confident and God of all your company.
Okay.
And the way we're going to do that, the components of doing that are the initial assessment and evaluation, a retreat that will gain buy-in and alignment from your people, and then coaching for you and whoever else you decide in the firm.
Great.
Oh, I lost my place.
Okay, makes sense.
Does that make sense to you? Do you think this program is for you?
Let's see. Is it for me? Yeah, I think it. Well, I'm gonna do the objection. Well, really, it depends on what it costs.
Well, we will be getting to the investment very soon, but right now I want to make sure that you believe this program is for you. Can you tell me why you think it's for you?
No, don't ask that until they say if it's for them or not.
Okay. So those
are two separate little closes in a way. It's sort of like, okay. Well, and I'm going to give you pushback in the money just so we show how bad it can get. And actually, let's turn the table. So I'm selling to you, you're selling to me. Okay. And so and let me ask a few questions to see if the program is for you. First of all, based on everything we've said, how we explain the program, et cetera, does this program sound like something that you and your company would get a lot of value from?
Well, it seems like it might, but I'm really worried about the money. Can you tell me that? Because things are tight now, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to talk about the money in about 2 minutes. But before we talk about the money, I just want to know is what I've outlined here so far, does this make sense? Does this sound like the kind of program that would get you the kind of results that we were speaking of?
Well, a lot of it makes sense.
Yes.
But still, if I'm going to be left without enough money in my budget to run things, I really can't afford to do this program.
Yeah. Well, I'm not asking you if you're ready to jump in yet. I'm just asking you if all the components make sense to you. And if you did this program, do you see that it would be valuable?
All right, the components make sense to me.
It all makes sense to you, right. See, I tell people there's two conversations, the conversation of whether you want it or not, and then the conversation of whether you can afford it. And if you talk about whether you can afford it before you know if you want it, it doesn't make sense. So, for instance, you said, you know, this program doesn't make sense to me, then why would we be talking about price? So if it makes sense to you other than price, so trying to get people to separate this just takes a little explaining. And I don't know anybody that does this, but people that do it, they're called people with clients. Really. Because this can make a difference in the conversation. I'm not manipulating you. I'm not tricking you. I just want to find out if this program, as I've given it, sounds good to you. Do you think it could work, other than the price? You know, price being no object, let's just talk about that first. Because if this isn't the right program for you, talking about money is doesn't even make sense, right? And so they'd say, okay, yeah, it sounds good. It sounds pretty good. In fact, I hope I can afford it. Now, that's the kind of place they should be.
Why?
What's that?
Then you ask, can you tell me why you think this program is for you?
Yeah. So can you tell me why it's for you? You know, I want to know. I don't want you to do something that is not right for you. So can you tell me why? So you've asked me that, and so we'll switch roles again. And I'll say, well, We got to get clarity. We have these goals. We have a lot of barriers. We're not accomplishing these things. I have nobody to talk to about this. Just this conversation has already given me 5 great ideas that I'm excited about, so I know that you're understanding me. So, boy, if we could all get on the same page and aligned and moving forward, I can't think of anything better. And again, I hope I can afford it.
Well, it really sounds like you understand it and you believe it really can help you, which I believe also. I do have some questions for you about how you're going to show up, because I need a commitment from you.
How are you going to show up sounds like jargon to me. What do you mean by that?
Okay. I need to ask you if you will be able to do certain things, which is to be there for each coaching session,
mm-hmm.
to choose and commit to actions that will keep you and your team moving forward.
I can do that.
Okay. Be honest and open and willing to change. Are you willing to change?
Yeah, we are willing to change. We've got to change.
Okay. Will you be willing to do what I ask you to do, even if perhaps it doesn't make sense at first?
Well, I suppose it depends. As a boss of a company, I like to feel I make decisions, so we can negotiate on some things, right?
Yes. Yes. But sometimes I may ask you to do something that you've never done before, and it may feel funny. You may not want to do it.
I can understand. Well, as long as we can talk about it. You know, I'm not going to do a nude meeting with all my people in my company or something silly like that. This isn't that touchy-feely stuff, is it?
No.
Okay.
So based on what I've said, do you have any questions about any part of the program?
No, I think I've got a good picture of it. And how you really didn't talk about how long it would be, so...
Oh, it's over a 10-month period.
Over a 10-month period. Wow, does it have to be 10 months?
Yeah, pretty much, because coaching in particular takes people time to develop new habits and change their way of thinking.
That's true.
So if we did it for 3 months, you would just be getting an idea of what needed to be done, and it really would not have changed in that time period.
Right, I know change takes time. But I'm impatient. I want to get moving here.
Okay. So working with me in this program is designed to guide you in being the most effective person you can be. And I'm going to rewrite this because it's the great leader, the wonderful leader, right?
Yeah.
And I will be supporting you in being more intuitive and sensitive. And no, I'm not going to go there either. I don't know where I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
By the end of this program, you will have reached this whole new, persona. You will be fabulous.
Okay.
So, the fee for this program, you want to talk about that now?
Yes, definitely.
Well, the initial assessment and meeting with your people, because it will be up to 14 people, and the evaluation and the follow-up meeting with you will be $10,000.
The whole first part is $10,000.
The whole first part is $10,000.
Okay.
Then we will move into a retreat, first retreat, second retreat, and 10 months of coaching for you, which will be somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000.
What is the difference?
It depends on how much extra coaching we do.
Okay.
That will come out in the discussion that we have after the initial assessment.
Okay.
Does this fee work for you with your budget right now?
How do you take payments?
The initial assessment, I will need the $10,000 as soon as I interview the people.
Okay.
And then the rest can be paid monthly.
Okay. So $30,000, 10 months, $3,000 a month or so. Okay, that's very doable.
All right.
Yeah.
So then the next step is to go over the agreement. Do you have that in front of you?
They probably wouldn't have an agreement in front of them.
No, I wouldn't.
And you'd probably say something like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this all in writing for you to make sure we're absolutely on the same page with the pricing and everything. I can get that to you by next week. And what I'd like to do is actually set up a time to talk on the phone so you have that in front of you. and I have it in front of you, and so we can go over it and make sure it's exactly as what we've agreed to, and then we can move forward. How does that sound?
Sounds good. We switch roles again, right?
Yep.
that sounds terrific. I look forward to talking to you. Do you have your calendar? No, you would say that to me. Have your calendar?
Yeah, and then you work out the calendar and et cetera. So, you know, with proposals, maybe you can't give a price because there's so many variables, and you'll have to say, I need to do an initial proposal, get that to you, have you look it over, I want to talk to you about that, let's set up a time. As you'll read in the article from Contact to Contract, it's often good not to put a price on the first draft of the proposal because that's all they look at, not all the stuff in it, so you give a proposal without the price. It's like, here's all the stuff. Are we in agreement? Yes, we are. Then you put the price on it, et cetera. The biggest mistake we make is we do a whole long proposal, usually after a conversation that isn't nearly as deep as this. And then we give the proposal with the price, we send it to them, and we never hear back from them. It's a great way to not get business. So if you do it step by step like this. Now, for a lot of people on the call that are coaches, it's simpler. You know, here's our monthly fee. We ask for a minimum of 3 months to start. And I work with most clients for a year or more, but we do it on a three-month basis so that you feel that you're blah, 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 whatever. Okay?
People get the money up front for those 3 months?
I certainly would.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, pay in advance. All right. Definitely.
So this was helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do, so what I want to do, we're not going to do another role play. We're just going to do Q&A about different parts of this. So any part of the sales process as we went over, what questions do you have? What would you like to know? What, anything?
Robert, this is Jay.
Yes.
On this concept of doing a proposal, because I'm presenting one to someone this week.
Yeah.
But the person I'm presenting one is the one who wants the service. She has to get an approval from her vice president.
Right.
So I'm thinking that maybe what I ought to do is have the proposal without the price, with all the stuff in, to make sure she's in agreement that this fits what she sees her schedule is going to be like with her team. It's going to be a team coaching
right.
Process with some individual coaching components, a lot like the one we went through.
Right.
And get her buy-in on that, and then say, okay, if that's the time frame, if this is the goal, this is the purpose, this is what we want to accomplish, then I'll get back to you with a price on it, and you submit it to your VP.
Yep.
Can I add something to that?
Sure.
I've had a lot of stuff like this more open-ended, so it was useful. I found success with two things in those kind of situations in large companies. One is asking, after I've met with somebody, you know, generally speaking, they have the full authority to make the decision or do they need to talk to somebody about it.
Yes.
If that's the case, I ask them, can you have a conversation with them after what we've talked about so that you can talk to them and see if they, based on what you say, think it would be worth doing with no price.
Yeah, so in other words, have the conversation with this VP pre-price.
Right. The second thing that
not a bad idea if you can get the meeting.
The second thing that I've done a lot with amazing success, because it is, I work with some possible to project an exact cost, but like the person you interviewed,
yep.
All of my projects that are not sent to get a train, but it's a conversation, start with an assessment of some kind.
Yep.
And I'm going to write you a proposal in two phases, and you have the right to terminate this contract, no harm, no foul, at the end of phase one, assessment, because that assessment will tell us exactly how much coaching, how much training, whatever you're going to need, because we'll learn more from your people.
Yeah.
Cost of part A is X, and I'm always pretty clear on that.
Yep.
And then when I come back, I give them a range of a minimum to maximum. And then we can negotiate what affects that.
Yeah, you might use the Alan Weiss technique of we give you a choice of yeses, sort of standard, basic, and or basic, standard, and deluxe
right.
is often kind of the thing. You know, we can do just this, or I would recommend we do at least this, and if you have the budget for it, this third one, which is 25% more or whatever. But yeah, we're getting into more sophisticated stuff about proposals. I think we should do one just on proposals, but this is good stuff, really good. Okay, thank you. Okay, questions about this process? And please speak up. We got a little bit of background noise.
Robert?
Yes. And by the way, before we, if you have background noise, kids are yelling in the background, put your phone on mute, either your mute button or star six. And then we'll have a better line here. Okay. Who's the next person?
Yeah, it's Johnny Kinsella from Dublin.
Hi, Johnny.
How you doing, Robert?
Good.
Thanks for that. That's very informative for me. I've learned a lot tonight. I'm just going back to the part on the program or service main message. So basically, that is that an overview of your main message and service?
Yeah, it's a word I use often is ultimate outcome.
Okay. So it's an outcome of your service and message.
Yeah. Outcome and benefit are synonyms, right? So, you know, it's a result, outcome, or big benefit. Here is the big benefit. You will attract as many clients as you'll ever need once you've gone through this program.
Okay. So that's the main
thing. And that's different than saying you'll be able to do a whole bunch of good marketing stuff.
Yeah,
that's nice. I want that as well, but I want the big result.
Okay, so you reach the top of Mount Everest is really the result there. So it's the result, the overall ultimate result.
Exactly.
Okay, and then when you move on to your service outcome features, where does that differ? Like the outcome is you'll arrive at the top of Mount Everest.
Well, now you're talking more about the process and the benefits of the process. You're finally getting to that. So the big things will get you to Mount Everest. So there's I'm just going to make up some stuff that's kind of nonsense, I'm sure. So there's four components of making this all work. The first part is conditioning. So we actually spend a month with you helping you get in shape so that you're in condition to climb Mount Everest. If you're not in shape, you won't get to the top and you could hurt yourself. So we do a whole month of conditioning. You come to Nepal, we have this gym, and we get you in shape. You lose some weight, you build some muscle. Next part is the hike towards Mount Everest. You know, we could just take a helicopter there. That doesn't work. So we get you to base camp. So the whole base camp trek takes X number of days, and the benefit of that is it builds your stamina for the high altitudes, blah, 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 and then the next part is blah, blah, blah. So I'm telling them the process and the benefits.
So the feature is that you will go to the base of Mount Everest and that you will do your training, and that training will result that you'll be able to move on to the next step. So the outcome of the feature. So it's the feature and then the outcome, feature, outcome.
Right.
Fair?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the components of the program, whatever that program or service that you're offering. Just like my mastery program, there's a whole bunch of components in it, and they're all designed to really instill this information into your DNA. You know, so you can't not think marketing and selling, so that it's easy to practice it, do it, and succeed with it. But we need all those things.
I think it's great. It's just that I'm just come on board now, and I'm starting in this section. You know, so that's why.
Yeah. Have you done the first parts of the program yet?
Pardon?
Have you done the first parts of the program?
I've read the program.
You've read the program. Okay.
I have, yeah.
So for anyone that's, you know, in the middle of this and you decide to attend this but you haven't done a lot of other parts of the program, I highly encourage you to go back with Module 1, read it, listen to it if you can, fill in the exercise, think it through, go on to Module 2. And we've created a new thing where new people coming in will get a multi-week autoresponder tutorial. And I'm going to set that up soon so that people that have already been in the program but perhaps have not followed it systematically can just opt into that autoresponder series. And so I'll be putting that on the website very soon and pointing everybody to that.
Okay.
And that, you know, if you Because I'll tell you, you can go this through this a second and third time and learn more stuff. There's so many details that that are useful. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely, yes, perfect. So the wrap-up then is just an accumulation of all the features and outcomes and the final results.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you get into the closes. You know, is this for you or not? And you know, tell me why it's good for you. And now, you know, now we can talk about the money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I get that. I really get that. I've had difficulty in another business with that, that people don't listen. And if you don't repeat it, they haven't heard what you said in the first place, but they pretend they have.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a, okay, it's a, but it's not really for me.
Yeah, you know, I sat down with...
I think that's very important, that question, objection. I like that piece.
You know, we...
Acknowledging the objection.
Yes.
And making sure that you've got agreement on the objection.
Yes. Yeah, it's very simple when you think of it. This is easy to do. It's just step by step. It's like, you know, there's advanced understanding of the process. You know, it's like assembling a machine, you know. If you don't assemble the machine right, it doesn't run and it doesn't work. But if you assemble this right step by step, it's just, it's a natural progression. You know, you find all about them. They start to feel really good about it because you've been really listening. And then you tell them about the program, and you're still really listening and making sure they're listening, and it all comes together.
Yeah.
Okay?
Very good, Robert. Yeah, thank you.
And
that.
Like Hamlet, you got to practice this. See, yeah. The funny thing is we are information in information overload. Information isn't giving us a lot of value. It's just overwhelming us. So you've got to get beyond the information in this program into the practice of the skills and the steps that I outline in great detail. If you don't get that, you could have read the program twice and you're still not implementing it. So if you take it one exercise at a time, one piece at a time, okay, I know what my audio logo is. I know what my marketing conversations are. Now I've written some marketing materials. Now I've done a marketing action plan. I've actually done it, not just thought about it. I've put it on my calendar. I've worked through all the arduous effort to make it happen. Finally, I start getting strategy sessions. This is why we put this a little sort of in the middle of the program, because what happens once you get your market audio logo and marketing conversations down and write your executive summary and you're talking to people, all of a sudden, just in talking to people in the course of business, people say, gee, I'd like to know more about that service. And you realize, oh my gosh, I could set up a strategy session with them and turn them into the client. Often what we're doing is we're putting out a lot of information and we're passive, hoping someone calls us and says, well, I think I want to buy your service now. Well, if you want to double, triple, quintuple your income, you start being proactive and understanding that the purpose of marketing is to get you into good qualified strategy sessions. And then if you're great at conducting those, you close a large percentage and your income can double, triple, or quintuple in a year sometimes. Won't guarantee that, but it can because you've got the system all working in place on firing in all cylinders. Okay?
Yeah.
May I add one final note here, Robert?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the gentleman who just indicated that you're talking to someone and they act like they've heard everything and understood it, but in fact they're not willing to admit that. At the end, I always ask, one final question. I say, now, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take my hat off and give it to you. You take your hat off and give it to me.
Uh-huh.
And you just presented this whole thing to me. How would you summarize it?
I like that. That fits. It's sort of an elaboration on this question is like, what would this program, you know, what would you get out of this program? So that's sort of a little advanced technique. But have you found that to be effective?
I have, as a matter of fact. And very often, it becomes very clear to both of us that he wasn't listening.
So tell me about that part again. Yeah. So, so one of the skills of presenting is getting people to listen. You know, sometimes you want to hit them on the side of the head with a 2x4. That doesn't work, I found. So you have to take it step by step. It's like, okay, this part here is this and this. Does that make sense to you? Do you see how that would work? and, you know, get them to feed something back. And, you know they're with you or not. But often we're droning on, blah, 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 and we don't stop and get into alignment.
Well, and part of that problem is you just ask two yes-no questions. At that point, you don't want to do yes-no questions. I submit that you want to do probing questions.
Well, sometimes.
You want to say, how would you use that? What would you do with this money I'm going to give you?
Yeah, you could say that. But in this case, you're really talking about here's the feature benefit set. And, you know, whatever it is, you know when someone's got you or not. Or sometimes we think that they're listening and they're not. It's true. There's a lot of subtlety into that. So I like this thing of turning it around. You know, you tell me what this program is, and we'll see if we're on the right track. So as I understand it, it's this, that, yes. But then they say number four wrong, and you say, yeah, that's an important part. It's more like this. And they go, oh, I get it now. Whatever you can do to come to agreement. And it's like I'm not doing a final close on you. I'm not saying, do you want to do it yet? I just want to be clear about you know what it is and what the value is, right?
And what I want to be clear on is, were you listening to me at all?
Yeah.
Especially when I can't have eye contact and know what the pupils of their eyes are doing, there's no way for me to really know.
Well, that's true. And that's why, especially by the phone, you got to, you know, you ask questions like, does that make sense and right? And tell me, you know, can you give me an example of that? Whatever it is to make sure they're engaged. Yeah, in person, you have more clues going for you. You can see them eye to eye. You can see body language, et cetera, et cetera. I've gotten really good at this over the years. It's almost so intuitive that it's hard to even explain what I do. But I know I stay on the same page with people. Okay, so other questions about any part of this sales process so far? Anything at all?
Robert?
Yes.
I didn't think about this until you used the Everest example.
Yep.
Expanded. And I've always heard that plain features and then benefits. Does it ever work to do it the other way and sometimes say, here's the benefit and here's what you do to get it?
Yeah, you can do that as well. In my experience, I've known sales trainers that say, well, you have to do it benefit feature. For some reason, I find it sort of simple. It's sort of like, here's the thing and here's the purpose for the thing. But you could say, you know, we're going to help you get clearer on blah, blah, blah. The way we do that is we do this. I think it's somehow more logical to do feature benefit. So I think, you know, we can sometimes get into almost religious arguments about, you know, how to say the prayer. You know, give me a break. After a while, it gets a little too parsed down.
And what struck me just in the example you gave was that for everything after before we go to base camp, that's conditioning, that the benefit was so overwhelming that most people don't even think they need, that I realized, well, the first thing we have to do is make sure that you're good enough.
That you're good enough, yeah.
So that what we do to ensure that for you is, in terms of conditioning.
Yeah.
One of the other ones, it made much more sense, feature benefit.
Right.
Imaginary trek with you.
Yeah. Look, just make sure you're communicating. They get, you know, this is what it is. See, if you talk nothing about benefits, it seems too intangible.
Right.
You know, we'll work with you so that you're in, you know, wonderful shape and just you're feeling all those positive, negative ions when you're in the mountains and you're really grooving with the mountains. It's like, okay, but what happens? You know, we take you to a gym and you work out every day for 3 hours. Oh, I see. So some people, like, it's like they avoid talking about that because they think, well, if I start talking about some of those specifics, then, oh, they won't want to do that. Well, that's why you have the feature benefit set. So sometimes more often, people talk just about features. Well, here's feature one, feature two, feature three, blah, blah, blah. And then people are saying, well, why is that important? And if you're not telling that to them, they're not necessarily going to connect the dots. So it's all important.
Thanks.
And in some way, you know, this is the heart of the substance of the presentation portion of the strategy session. It's like, here's what you get. Okay. We have time for one, maybe two more questions.
Question here.
Yes.
Is there a benefit to expecting to break this up into more than one session? Perhaps one through seven would be a session, and then we go home and contemplate and put something together, maybe just show them for a session.
The answer to that is yes, especially if it's a big company. If you're dealing with an individual, no, or a small company, usually not. But, you know, in a big company, there's also some complexities. There's other stakeholders. You find out that they can't make a decision. And then you have someone that can't make a decision. Anthony Perinello called people like that C-mores. They always have to see more, but they can never make a decision. So, you know, if you go through the whole presentation with a C-more, so to speak, and do a proposal, it just probably won't happen. So there are all kinds of things you have to consider. Can they sign checks? Are there other people that would be involved in this process? And so if you get too far ahead in that meeting, it's hard to backtrack. So, yeah, you might have to have another meeting with other people and go over some of the same questions and realizing that this guy can't make a decision and other people have to be involved. So sometimes it will take several meetings, and sometimes the decision process will be long because there's a lot. Maybe they really want to work with you, but there's a lot of stuff on their plate, and they just can't fit this in for X number of months. Okay?
Yes, thanks.
All right. Who else?
Robert, I have a question. So my work is primarily personal coaching, although I do some work in organizations. And I would like you to help me build a bridge here. I have a hard time when I'm presenting what's going to be an intimate relationship with someone. This is not transactional coaching. This is, you know, deeper coaching.
It's what coaching?
Artist coaching? Pardon? Ontological coaching. You know, it's transformational coaching. That's not just, you understand. I sense that people sometimes need time for reflection after a conversation, and I know that's not the sales model that works.
That's a good question. So I'm really glad you brought that up. It was sort of a missing component. I can tell you that in most sales, you do not have to close the sale on that meeting necessarily. I just got off a teleclass last week where someone said, hey, you always have to close the sale. You can't give them an excuse, blah, blah, blah. Well, I haven't found that to be true at all. Look, I'm selling a serious program that will change somebody's life, and it's costs a lot of money. And they have to think about it and probably talk to their wives about. So here's what I do at the end. I say, well, so how does this sound to you? And they say, after the price and everything, they say, it sounds pretty good. I'm not 100% sure about the budget, but I think I really want to do it. I'm 90% of the way there. I've heard so many people say almost exactly that. So if you've done that, you've done a good job, but they have to talk to it about their wife. And I say, of course you have to talk to you about your wife. This is a big decision. Every once in a while, someone twists my arm and says, I want to sign up today. Here's my credit card. Seriously. So I'm never putting on pressure. I'm always opening the space for them to fall into, so to speak. Here it is, and does that work, and does the budget, you know, is it for you? You tell me. I've told you everything about it. I don't want to convince you that this is for you. I've just told you everything that it is. But then I do one other step, and I say, sure, can you let me know within a week? Because I don't want it to be open-ended. If they can't figure it out in a week, they'll never figure it out. Sometimes it takes more, but I say a week. And I say, are there any people that you'd like to talk to that have done the program? And when people are spending a lot of money, they really like to do that. And so I give them a list of past people that have been in my program, and I say, feel free to call any of them. I've told, you know, they know to around this time of year to expect calls, and just ask them what their experience was and the kind of results they got from the program. I'm happy to let you do that.
And would you do that with individual coaching as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that you have to, but that's okay to do.
Okay.
Look, everyone should be charging more than they're charging in almost all cases. So, you know, I hired a coach for a year. It was, I don't know, it was $500 a month. This was a few years ago. And I said, I'm talking to someone else as well. And so I'm very interested. And we'll see. But I got to talk to this guy as well. And then I'll get back to you. And he said, hey, no problem. Do that. And can you let me know? Blah, blah, blah. And I did that. And then I got back to him. And I said, yeah, I'm going to go with you. So it depends. I just don't like any kind of pressure. And people resist pressure and feel manipulated. So you can ask them if they're ready to go. But if they're not, you could say, okay, any other questions you need answered? Are you clear about everything? Are you clear about the price? Everything works great. So what do you have to do next to make a decision? You could say that as well. Well, I got to talk to my wife. I got to just, you know, just sort of sit with it a bit because I don't like to make big financial decisions without sitting with it. And if you say, hey, that's not a problem, it's a good idea, then they don't feel pressure. They really feel, hey, I'm getting the opposite of pressure here. Because you don't want to someone to sign up for coaching that's not right for you. It's a long-term relationship. If you've done this whole process really, really well, then it works. It works really well. And then if you don't hear from them in a week, send them an email saying, just want to check in with you. Do you have any other questions or anything else? Or are you ready to move ahead or not ready to move ahead? Just let me know. Often we're scared to ask that question, but I think, you know, we're putting it on the table. We had the conversation. You looked at it. I told you everything. So you've got to have an answer sooner or later. What happened in this last program is some people say, I still want to talk to a couple more people. Give me another week. If it's within the deadline, I want to get confirmations by the deadline because I have a lot of pre-work for them to do. So I said, hey, no problem. So let me know. And a few people I had to follow up a bit more with, and most of them ended up doing it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a nag. I'm just there to, you know, I got to know.
That's
it's especially important if you got a program with a lot of people in it. You know, you have to get the program together. There's a little more flexibility with an individual. Nevertheless, if you got five people out there hanging, you know, 1 month, 6 months, 5 months, something's wrong. So you want to get that commitment within about a week or less, sometimes a bit more.
I want to compliment you on saying that because it also gives them a sense of the kind of work that you do.
Yeah.
When you ask them to make a commitment that it's not going to be, you know, an ongoing, let's talk and have a good time and I'll be your compassionate witness, but there's going to be some, you know, an atmosphere of resolution and determination in the call.
Yeah.
As well.
Look, you can even give them homework.
Mm.
You could send an email. So A, you could send names of people that they could call if you want to do that. Definitely doesn't hurt. For instance, people would say, well, there's confidentiality, and you wouldn't want to. Bullshit. Nonsense. Look, if you've got happy clients, you know, sometimes with really sensitive kind of things. If you're a therapist, it wouldn't work. But you could get quotes of or case studies and show them those. That would be the second best thing. But if someone is, you know, this is someone that went through child abuse and I want to talk to people that have worked with you, you could do it under some conditions is that if you know, someone said, I got so much out of your coaching, I know it's really private, I don't want you to put my name on your website or anything, but if you have someone that's thinking of working with you and they want to talk to someone, I'm happy to do with it. It's not a breach of confidentiality. They have given you permission. And that person could be your best salesperson, so to speak. They'd say, you know, this is what I was going through and my whole life was falling apart and she was so amazing at helping me with this, and I've had such breakthroughs, and I've formed better relationships, and it was the best thing in my life. Well, that stuff you could never say, and they could say it for you. That's why getting people to talk to references is powerful. Okay?
Yes.
So we covered a lot of information. This is one of those calls that's worth listening to again. We went into some really specific things. Thank you so much for Anne for submitting to my coaching as I went through and telling her it could be better at every step. But
right, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody really got a good sense of this. So thank you very much. We'll have another session in 2 weeks. I cannot remember the topic right off the top of my head, but I think it might be on marketing materials. Anyway, that's it for now. Keep at it, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.